So happy you're here to join us for today's inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us is Judith Woodson. She's from Palm Desert, California.
A friend once pointed out to me something of importance regarding the Bible story in Luke about the widow of Nain. The widow's only son had died and was being carried out of the gates of the city with a procession of people closely following. She pointed out that what Jesus had to do before he raised her son from the dead was to stop the procession of mortal minds thinking. Mortal mind refers to human thoughts and opinions that are not in line with who we are as God's image and likeness, as stated in Genesis 1 in the Bible, the image of divine mind. And mind is another name for God. The story says, "And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother." My friend saw the statement, "they that bare him stood still," as representing Jesus stopping the procession of the mortal belief that there could be cause for grief. He told the woman's son simply to arise. And in that moment, the son was restored whole. This idea to arise isn't limited to sitting or standing up, but especially infers the demand for our thought to rise up, to know what God knows and causes, that which is only good. Christ Jesus clearly revealed that we too can stop that procession of wrong thinking, whatever form it takes, of sickness, sin, or mortal beliefs about human circumstances, that we can stand still and arise, lifting thought to what God knows, that God's spiritual man, and that's all of us, is created in God's own image and likeness. We can simply say, halt, procession, arise.
Did you find today's ideas inspiring? To listen to more inspirational ideas from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2026.